Jill Anderson is a naturalist and plant ecologist. She joins us periodically to talk about phenology or what's going on in the woods right now. Welcome, Jill.
Hi.
Well, now, we haven't talked about some of our regular summer residents lately. Ducks, in particular, the goldeneye.
Right. This is a worthy time to talk about these things that we can sometimes get to take for granted because, well, they keep coming back, you know, reliably. And golden eyes are, I think, interesting in one respect because I tend to think about them in early in the spring. And this past spring was a great example of how they all breed. We're on the southern edge of their breeding range. So they're either going to be around here or they're going further north. And this year, with as late as the ice went out, we had lots of golden eyes in big groups stacked up waiting on Lake Superior. So, gosh, there were so many great opportunities to watch them. I remember a couple of times just hanging out down by the shore and watching these groups, you know, as they hung out together and thinking about, well, I wonder where they'll end up. And of course, some of them do go further than right around here, but some of them stay. But then they kind of disappear because you don't really see them. You can be out in the lakes and you're not seeing golden eyes everywhere, you know. And there are a number of things that play into that. But one thing is that once the breeding is done and the female is looking for a nest site and they are cavity nesters, so, and they're, like all birds, pretty secretive about where their nests are. So they kind of are out of sight, not being really prominent. And then once the eggs are hatched and the female is incubating, she's only leaving that nest very briefly to come do a little feeding and then go back. And the males, within a short time of the incubation beginning, they disappear. They take off and oftentimes go further north to do their, what they call a molt migration. So all of our ducks are going through a molt while they're here. Mm-hmm. And so the males, which are so easy to identify in the spring with that bright white face patch on their big heads and their bright white sides, they golden eyes show more white than any other duck that breeds here, so they're pretty easy to identify. But they tend to go and gather up as a group, as in big groups, to do their molt because they lose their ability to fly for the most part when they're molting. So they take off after the females kind of got things going with the incubation, and so we don't have the males around to see. But right now, the golden eyes young are fledging, coming out of their nests, or they have already done that, probably in a lot of cases. And so this is probably the best time, again, now to see them and be aware of them. The females, of course, are going around with these nice broods of up to 10 of their own youngsters. The females have brown heads. They always have brown heads. They have the amber eyes that the name refers to, golden eye. They're otherwise kind of slaty gray, dark slaty gray backs, but again, with those bright white flanks and bellies and breasts, so easy duck to identify. Medium size, 18 inches or so long, and a big head in proportion to their body, kind of a chunky head and a short neck. Golden eyes ducklings are also pretty recognizable in that they are dark with some white patches on their back, on their dark backs, but then with a real obvious white band that is on their throat and comes around the sides, doesn't go all the way around their necks, but comes around the side, very prominent. And they're busy following their moms around, been out of the nest within a day or two. And so like our other cavity nesting ducks do that leap, you know, where they scramble up the inside of that tree or nest box if they happen to be using a nest box. But most of our ducks are going to be nesting in big aspen or big conifers, old pileated woodpecker cavities or natural cavities, you know, big branch gets comes out and you get some sort of rot and decay going on. And so those little buggers are scrambling up to the edge of the hole and then just, boom, you know, out into the world. Then all come out pretty much right together, follow the hen down to the water. Sometimes coming from as much, I guess some nests have been found up to 60 feet in the air. So, you know, spread those little baby wings when you launch.
Well, does the female molt?
Yes, but they're busy with the brood, you know, so they're just doing that as
they... So it's the same basic time.
Yeah, but they will eventually leave the young before they're ready to fly, before the young are ready to fly. So after about 5 weeks or so, they're going to leave them on their own, and we'll see those little groups out together for a long time yet, but without the hen. And then they move out and join the males, and those big groups get even bigger of these molting birds. Mm-hmm. So the adults will become much less obvious again than they are right now. For instance, the hens are. They're among the last ducks to leave. They linger a long time in the north, and they only go as far south as they absolutely need to where there's open water. Overall, an adult's diet is about 70% aquatic insects, crustaceans kind of thing, and 25%, 30% seeds of plants or roots and tubers. But of course, when the young are feeding, and they're feeding themselves, they're not being fed by the hen. She's just taking them to hopefully good places to feed. They're going after primarily aquatic insects. Here, we see them, of course, on the lakes that we get to, right? Mm-hmm. And those are generally larger lakes, definitely with fish in them. But I've read that golden eyes actually, in terms of their entire breeding area, prefer fishless lakes, because then they don't have the competition from fish for all these
for the
aquatics
mm-hmm.
that they want to feed on. And so it's made me wonder over the years if one were able to visit a lot of our really small lakes and ponds that are more isolated and aren't a part of canoe routes or, yeah. you know, boat access type lakes, if there would be even more golden eyes than it seems like there are, if they're really using some of those water bodies more so than our lakes that we two-legged things are more apt to frequent. I don't know, but...
Because we're looking for the fish.
Yeah, because... Yeah, some are looking for the fish, right? So it's a great time to see these great little rafts of young. And sometimes the broods will get mixed up together. Females will have a conflict over territory, and the broods will end up getting mixed together. So then they'll have an even bigger crowd following them. They call those creches.
Cal Anderson regularly updates us on the goings-on in our woods and waters. Thanks for bringing us up to date on golden-eye ducks.
You're welcome.